Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. I am Belle Starr, your hostess with the mostest, not cupcakes, though. Haha, where's the sound effects when you need them? That's a light that turns itself on and off, in case you want to know. It's kind of haunted. But anyway, welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. Now, you're supposed to hit it like that, but it literally turns itself on and off, so it kills the batteries. But it's a killer light, but it dies. And Mr. Chuck Williams from Avondale Pictures gave me that. Whoop, whoop. Right, to 12. Are these batteries in this? Yeah. They just die so fast. So, anyway, it looks like a UFO, huh? Yeah. We'll get some new batteries. Stick it in. Have some fun. There you go. Fun for the whole family. All right, welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me out there. All right, wow, imagine that. Woo! Can you believe we've been sitting here for 10 flipping years? I know. Oh, that's why they do Botox. Go in the bathroom and I go, oh, there's 20 years right off my face. So sister and I are pulling our foreheads back going, oh, yeah, yep, it's been at least 10 years. How many venues have we been in? I mean, we've been in living rooms and all of the tumbleweeds. This is our fourth tumbleweeds, right? It's fourth. Fourth is the best. That's it. Fourth is the best. So check out Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. We're at the southeast corner of Broadway and Swan if you want to get certified and you want to save a whole lot of money. You want to get your medical cannabis card. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, ha, quickly, for the bestie. And it always, my Google. Silver Sister, get shopping. It's only 263 days until Christmas. Where the hell are my bells? I've done lost my bells. Ring my bell. Yeah, it's a hat collection. Half of them got me. All right, so 263 days. The count is on. And if you want to know what you can get your medical cannabis card for, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Go to the certification section. And you can book your appointment right there. It says book appointment, the little star. Just click on it. But if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, which covers everything, damn near everything, pretty much everything. Severe nausea, seizures, all seizures, including epilepsy. HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, and I know it covers bunions. Ow. Bunions are bad. Stop crying, she said. Just because your toenails fall off, mine don't need it. So down, give us a call, check it out.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. I've seen toe foot turn into knee leg in less than half a week. Oh, you got a fever? You need a donkey kicking. Oh, you need a blue jay to peck out the blood. You heard it here first. A million ways to die in the West. Two is coming. Yeah, coming. I'm going to make it. Oh, all right. So, shout out. Growers House, 3635 East 34th Street. And I did get notification back. I have somebody coming to consult on my room, so you can call them for consultations. I'm sure there's a charge. You can get your rooms consulted on. And you can check them out at growershouse.com, and you can cruise on down to their warehouse, give them a call, or just shoot them an email. Also, Canna Health Online Digital Magazine. Here you are, wherever you are. Here you go.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
That's right. Check it out. If you go to our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, go to the radio show section, scroll on down, and there's some links for you. Growers House, Canna Health, Good Leaf is our almost brand new, hemp and CBD marketplace. The Good Leaf, go down to 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, right next to Bookman's. Who doesn't love the magic of Bookman's? Yay, Bookman's. 10 Buds is on here and CBD Via, so check it out. All right, and next week, oh my gosh, we moved it. Yes, we did. We moved our special radio show. We're not doing it on 420 anymore. It's just too busy. And people are East Coast, and they're like, well, I could try. I'm like, okay, no, let's move it to the 13th. So the 13th is going to be our 10-year anniversary, pre-420 radio show, 8 to 10 a.m., Tucson, Arizona, Phoenix time, guys. We have special guests, Doug Fine, Robert Platschorn, Regina Nelson, and more. Check it out. We're going to chat with our favorite peeps, our favorite can peeps. Find out what they've been doing for the last 10 freaking years. 10 years. That is insane. That is crazy. And Doug was he not my first guest? Who was my very first guest? I got to find out who the very, very, very first guest was. Irvin and Heidi? No, Irvin and Robert? No. No, that was the very first show when I got taken over. JJ, we miss you. Oh, our tech guy. Oh, anyway, I thought it would be fun to play some of the shows that our guests that are coming up next week, in case you don't know who they are. Robert Platschorn spent almost 30 years in federal prison for doing for trafficking marijuana on big boats. Black Tuna Gang, you can check them out. But check out Robert Platschorn. And the Silver Tour, which is what we're going to take a look at here in a second. Doug Fine is our hemp man extraordinaire. He is like Mr. Hemp of the universe. Mr. Hempiverse. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. TM, Mr. Hempiverse. I love it. We're going to get him a cake made of hemp. Mr. Hempiverse. And then we have Dr. Regina Nelson coming on, who is all about our endocannabinoid system. She has trainings you can do, EC therapy, endocannabinoid system therapy, ECS. And you can check it out, take her classes. She's really awesome. She works a lot with kids and everything about your endocannabinoid system. So hopefully we'll have some more guests on, but definitely going to have some fun things happening. So this morning I just thought, well, you know what, why don't we introduce y'all to some of our friends. And this guy, Robert Platshorn, his favorite saying is, hold on, it's this.
Here's a question for you. Should grandma smoke pot?
I was just superficially aware of it. I had no knowledge at all of it, I would say. I'm interested in medical marijuana. There's sort of a sea change going on in this nation, and it has to do with marijuana. In our old age, they say that by the time you're 75, we have at least four chronic diseases to deal with.
Once I've taken 25,000 pills at 5 years old, well, things have changed since I started using medical cannabis. It's going to be quite by accident that cannabis or marijuana worked better than the drugs and narcotics I was getting.
The whole thing is a gay deal.
I'm Robert Platshorn, author of Black Tuna Diaries, and the man who spent 30 years in prison for marijuana, more than anyone in America. Many of you are familiar with my story from the movie Square Grouper, which was on Showtime. The things you're about to see will certainly surprise you and most likely shock many of you. For the past 70 years, you've been bombarded with lies, carefully crafted propaganda.
And more deadly is the menace of marijuana.
In order to sustain multi-billion-dollar drug war against the most valuable plant on the planet. A war that helped no one, but has destroyed billions of American lives.
Our government has created the perfect system for themselves. They create a cycle where they made this illegal. They then fund it with the privatization of prisons. The privatization of prisons and mandatory minimums. The sentences came out by hand in hand. That's another billion-dollar industry. So the law enforcement have an incentive to keep these kids illegal. The majority of arrests in this country for drugs are from marijuana, simple possession of marijuana. They arrest approximately every 37 seconds in this country for cannabis. Every 37 seconds.
My sentence was 64 years. There's no way to describe that. There's no way to explain what that does to you.
We're more apt in this country to cut our teachers and our educational system than our law enforcement system for something that's been proven to not harm a single soul.
President Jimmy Carter had made inferences that he wouldn't be opposed to legalizing it.
The House hearing today, the Carter administration favored easing the penalties they face for that use.
We have yet to find a serious medical consequence related to marijuana.
One more question. But so much to my surprise, we have not found serious health consequences in approximately $20 million of research in the last 5 years.
But the thing that we do know, though, is that we will be saving the lives and careers of a lot of young people that would otherwise be destroyed by maintaining criminal penalties and putting people in jail for possession.
1977. $20 million back then. That's insane.
Legislative and social change. The people you need to talk to about medical marijuana is not the people who are already predisposed to smoke it, but to talk to the senior citizens, and you launch the Silver Tour.
The Silver Tour isn't a lecture or a panel or a class. It's a show. First, they get to meet and hear a couple of doctors.
We love you, Robert.
In responsible moderation, marijuana is absolutely not addictive. No more addictive than
treat with
ice.
Marijuana and have done research for 10 or 12 years. Then they get to meet patients, people like Irv Rosenfeld.
It's worth the money to save my life.
Who's gotten medical marijuana from the federal government.
And they took me once every 25 days.
The whole time I was in prison, the federal government sent him 300 joints a month to treat his tumors and still maintain, of course, it has no medical value.
It's been called by many names, hemp, ganja, pot, weed, marijuana. But they all have the same uses. Most importantly, medicine.
cannabis has been the medicine now for about 3,000 years. In the United States, it only hasn't been a medicine for the past 70 years.
Released in 1937 as Tell Your Children, this film implored parents to warn their children against the devil weed. It was commissioned by the newly appointed head of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, Harry Anslinger, an avowed racist.
Physicians in the United States knew the medicine as cannabis, and by using marijuana, he sort of did an end run around the medical community.
Committing absurd acts of violence.
You want to kill me? Take it easy, kid.
Kid. He's 60 years old.
62 years. Anslinger retired in shame to well-deserved.
Government men have got to find some way to put an end to it. But do you realize that marijuana is not like other forms of dope? You see, it grows wild in almost every state of the union.
Every state
marijuana
of the union.
Is the oldest medicine known to man. It was found in ancient Egypt. It's been found in Jerusalem. It's mentioned in the Bible. And you're about to learn the history of this amazing plant.
Cannabis has existed as medicine for centuries.
Long ago, when these ancient Grecian temples were new, hemp was already old
for
the service of mankind. For thousands of years, even then, this plant has been grown for cordage and forced for
in
China and elsewhere in the East.
Betsy Ross made the first flag for hemp.
Our Declaration of Independence was written on hemp.
Next week, Betsy Ross.
In 1967, American farmers grew and paid tax on it. For American doctors, it was the first choice to treat over 100 ailments.
Oh my God.
It's been a medicine a whole lot longer than it hasn't been.
So
amen.
Increasing use of hemp to make paper and protect its huge pulp forest holdings. William Randolph Hearst used his powerful newspaper empire to aid Anslinger in outlawing the devil weed. By the start of World War II, our government desperately needed help for the war effort.
And the woody corps breaks away readily like this. Perhaps it's about ready to pick up and find as a front
force, urging our farmers to grow once again.
Just as in the days when old Ironside sailed the seas victorious, where hemp and shrouds and hemp and safe. Hemp or victory?
The government later denied that the film had ever been made.
Public enemy number one in the United States is drug abuse.
President Nixon declared the war on drugs. Despite his own commission's recommendation that marijuana was harmless, Nixon ignored their findings.
They started to tell us, well, we can't legalize marijuana because it destroys your brain cells. And of course, then we found out that actually stimulates the growth of brain cells. And people like Carl Sagan and Margaret Mead, lots of others, have been proponents of marijuana. It wasn't hard to figure out that it didn't make people stupid.
A recent Gallup survey showed that more than half of those polled favor removing criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of marijuana. A number of states are considering doing that, and 10 of them already have. Oregon was the first.
In the United States, it's illegal for a person to use drugs. Why aren't doctors allowed to study it?
It's been almost 45 years since I did the first double-blind human. Was published in 1968, I predicted that marijuana would be legalized within 5 years. And that was before we were thinking about the endocannabinoid system or the vast medical potential of marijuana. The traditional uses were known about an anti-nausea effect and possibly an effect with asthma, glaucoma, muscle spasticity, but really nothing about these tremendous potentials with cancer and very serious diseases.
Very safe and effective medicine that's able to uniquely tap into our endocannabinoid system, which interestingly and ironically regulates everything in our body.
Physiologically, our bodies and our cannabinoid receptors are set up to help us manage cancer or cancer cells, certainly the symptoms associated with cancer. So if the endocannabinoids work, then I would suggest that probably the plant cannabinoids may as well.
The incidence of Alzheimer's in individuals
who were smoking marijuana in the 1960s are not getting Alzheimer's today at the rate that they should be. They're sort of standing out. So if you were lucky enough to either be arthritic or someone who smoked marijuana and you were bathing your brain in anti-inflammatories, you were in groups of lucky groups of people who did not get Alzheimer's disease.
There's certainly some evidence that it's helping some people treat their psychosis. Certainly epilepsy, certainly anxiety, certainly PTSD. Now, in another disease, which is an autoimmune disease, is diabetes type 1. It most definitely suppresses the disease.
The pharmaceutical industry is ripping us away. I think that's a disgusting thing to do to the population, and I have no problem with signing off on legalizing marijuana.
And I think that you can stop it. Stop it.
All right, welcome back to Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in because the show always pops out. You're listening to Robert Platchhorn to Grandma's Talk, of course.
$25 and receive this beautiful Silver Tour pin and my heartfelt thanks. Become a Silver Tour member for $50 and I'll send you the membership pin and the DVD of this show. If you can be at the $100 level, I'll thank you with the gift and the signed copy of my memoir, Black to the Diary. $1,000 platinum membership can sponsor as many as 10 regional airings of Grandma. Thanks. Sold an auction for
more problems. My son's taking 25,000 pills at 5 years old.
22 pills a day down to 4 right now. I have a functioning letter, I have documentation, I have video evidence of him changing as a human being. His eye contact gets better, I get emails from his teachers telling me how good he's doing when he looks in my eyes, and I tell him, give me a kiss, he can give me a kiss now. Can you imagine your kid not giving you a kiss?
One night at 3 a.m., I woke up. I didn't make it to the washroom. I'm blind in my own pardon expression crap. And I can't stand this. This is me. If I had a gun, it would have been over at that point. I saw this booklet that says multiple sclerosis, medical marijuana, took a puff for the first time in my life. And from that time on, I have felt as if I had something to help me. I keep control of a body that can go out of control. It's a whole new world. They gave me hope. And that's really what it amounts to. I'm sure I'm not alone.
About a year ago, while I was on a book tour, I was on the West Coast and met a boy by the name of Joey Perez, a little 10-year-old boy. Joey is autistic. And as he got older, he got more violent. He was never able to communicate. He was 10 years old. He beat his head against the wall. He had broken several bones. And he no longer had any desire to eat. And within about 6 weeks, he had lost half his body weight. He was down to about 47 pounds. His mom took him to every doctor that she could find. And they tried every treatment known. They told her there was nothing more they could do for Joey. And they told her to prepare herself because his organs were beginning to shut down and he wouldn't last much longer. She called Dr. Lester Grinspoon at Harvard. And Lester told her, here's what I want you to do. Once every 2 days, give Joey a magic brownie. And she gave it to him. Now, I'm not a doctor. And you notice during this show, I've never actually taught medicine. But you don't have to be a doctor to appreciate what happens when you take pot. Well, the first thing that happens is you get the munchies. Joey got hungry, and he ate. He not only ate, he enjoyed eating. Within 6 weeks, he had regained most of his body weight. What's the second thing that happens for a marijuana user? It's the greatest violence inhibitor in the world. Joey became a cooled-out kid. There was no more violence, no more beating his head against the wall. Joey, for the first time in his life, began to communicate and use words. And he started to play with other children. But you know what? If you live in a state that does not have medical marijuana, and Joey was your child, you'd have a terrible decision to make. Do you want to try it? Maybe save his life? And possibly go to jail? You know, if you get caught, they're going to take him away from you. And that's a terrible decision. If he's your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, or your neighbor's child. And I certainly don't advocate anybody breaking the law. Help me change the law. In my state, in your state, in fact, in the United States. Go to our website. Up in the left-hand corner. Put in your zip code. You will get the name, address, phone number, and if it's available, email of your senator, your representative, both federal and state. You'll find sample petitions, sample letters. But better than that, write your own letter.
And better than that, check this out.
Puff, 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 puff. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucked. Walk into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop.
Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friends like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEA's would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to hold on love. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. You're listening to Robert Platshorn right now. One of our guests is going to be on our show next week. Woo-hoo! He's talking about the Silver Tour and what you can do to change the laws in your area. Check it out.
And write it in your own handwriting.
Yeah.
Because when they start getting those letters, they start paying attention. A lot of states right now have decriminalization or medical marijuana, or even legalization on the ballot. And all you have to do is exercise your right to vote.
I have an obligation to be much more supportive, and I am willing to go talk to the people we vote for to express my opinion.
I know that, subject whether or not you have marijuana legalized for medical reasons, and I have to really close friends and family who have cancer, and I know
I would look forward to trying to try it, but I don't know where in heaven's name I would get a hold of any to try.
Oh.
In 1942, marijuana was easily obtained at the pharmacy and listed in the United States Pharmacopoeia.
Please sponsor more airings of this show by becoming a member of the Silver Tour. It only takes an annual $50 membership to air Grandma two more times, and that can pay for four more errands, and that could pay for eight more, and so on until Grandma reaches millions. With your support, we can air this show hundreds of times on regional and national television. I urge you, join at the highest level you can afford. Join for as little as $25 and receive this beautiful Silver Tour pin and my heartfelt thanks. Become a Silver Tour member for $50.
Probably send you the membership pin and the DVD of this show.
If you can join at the $100 gold member level, I'll thank you with the pin, the DVD, and the signed copy of my memoir, Life in the Diary. $1,000 platinum membership can sponsor as many as 10 regional areas of Grandma. Your thanks is all of the love gifts, plus a signed copy of the hit movie, Square Grouper, that tells my story, and something that's very, very special. One of Herb Rosenfeld's federal medical marijuana delivery cans. These cans have sold at auction for up to $5,000 and are a terrific collectible. You can show them all of your friends. I urge you, go to thesilvertour.org and become a member right now, or send a check or money order to the address on your screen. Together, we can end cannabis prohibition in less time than you can imagine.
So you've been going around to different senior communities and talking directly to people. I would guess that many of them are aging beatniks or hippies and are familiar with pot. But are they familiar with the medical purposes?
No. Outside of the 18 now legal states in Washington, D.C., people know little
36 now,
about
right?
That it was made illegal, not because it was bad, but just not happening.
That's my head. I think that's the one thing we want to say over and over. This is a plan. This is America, a free country. We are lucky enough for growing a plant.
A lot of other countries, I think 30-some different countries in the world grow industrial marijuana. But we're the primary market for almost every country in the world. The United States, we're the market. And so what an opportunity. We're giving away, we're throwing away, but not being a part of this industry. You know, industrial hemp is one more commodity that help me make the money on my farm.
Hemp has over 25,000 uses, including home insulation and superior strength car panels.
Prohibition creates crime and violence in our society that need not exist except for the fact that we have chosen, a policy of prohibition rather than a policy of regulation and control. And right now we're wasting all these resources and we're putting people whose only decision is to use an illegal drug, we're putting those people in jail. And that's just insane.
And cannabis is a natural plant in its natural form. It grows from the ground. It has never caused anyone a harm. Yet, that's the biggest reason why it's continued to be illegal.
In Israel, Dr. Raphael McCullum has devoted his life to unlocking the medical miracle just waiting to be discovered in the cannabis plant.
THC is actually very valuable in a lot of diseases. It is used for in rheumatoid arthritis and many other inflammatory diseases. So it can be used and it should be used.
I'd like to try it. I'd really like to. I have many medical problems.
I don't like the fact that you have to smoke it. If I could take it in a pill, some of it is chocolate candy.
Foods made with hemp and cannabis are in high demand everywhere. They're illegally available.
If Americans ate more hemp, it would help correct the imbalance of essential fatty acids in the diet. I think we'd see a reduction of inflammatory diseases. I think this would be a benefit of lowering heart attack risk, cancer risk. I think it can also do a lot for mental emotional health because the omega-3s are really necessary for proper brain function.
I saw my grandparents use it. I saw my great-grandparents use it. And it's amazing. My great-grandmother lived to be 110. She used to use marijuana and tea, food.
Well, 3 hours, a little bit of a can of butter, about that much of the dose is worth for the night.
CBDs seem to help my seizures. I'm not using it to get any psychological effects off of it. I'm just eating the butter raw with bread.
I used to be on approximately 14 different prescriptions. I would still have a physical seizure today.
No more.
I never want to see compromise the capacity of people to use herbal marijuana, whether it's because the drug that they've come up with is much more expensive, or it doesn't do as well, or whatever the reason. People should always have herbal marijuana available to them without any constraints from the law.
I started taking marijuana because I could not sleep days without sleep. I use cannabis for chronic back pain.
Yeah, this is the new medicine, and we didn't ask for these disorders. We didn't wake up one day and say, gosh, if I could just get AIDS, then I could use marijuana to take away the nausea from the AZT and never drop it. And nobody asked for disorders. They just asked. And they do. All patients don't care about is getting the best medicine
possible. A lot of research on the website at thesilvertour.org. I've known, obviously, about marijuana for years. I didn't know that it will impede the growth of a tumor. I have no idea, because they don't tell you that.
Alcohol and cigarettes are the biggest gateway drugs we have. In 2009, from chronic liver disease, 15,000 people died in the U.S. from alcohol. 1 year.
Anyone who doesn't want to try to get how many people die from cigarettes every year? It's one out of how many? One out of five deaths in this country is attributed to cigarettes. That's like 443,000 people a year. And not one single person has ever died from marijuana. I would take out half of the drugs in my prescription book if I could write for medical marijuana.
People who are going to football, that people who have all types of other problems where they get a tremendous amount of relief from marijuana, deny those people freedom of pain, that's what's wrong. I'd rather see people in jail for misusing alcohol than marijuana. That's what you question today.
I hope you've enjoyed our show and learned something important, because sooner or later, you're going to be asked to vote for to end cannabis prohibition or to make medical marijuana available to the patients in your state. If you believe you now have the information and the maturity to make an informed decision, you might want to make your opinion known to your state and federal representatives. According to New York Supreme Court Justice Gustin Reichbach, this human rights issue. If you lived in Belgium, England, Holland, Argentina, Israel, or a host of other countries, your doctor can legally prescribe and treat you with this natural, effective, and safe medication. In 17 of our states and in our nations, a doctor can recommend medical marijuana. In fact, in a recent Rasmussen poll, 56% of Americans have declared in favor of legalizing marijuana. There is no need to break the law when you can change it.
There you go, folks. You don't need to break the law when you can change it. Yeah. That's pretty good. I like it. That's Robert Platshorn. He'll be checking in with us live next week, our pre-420 show, our 10-year anniversary radio show. Woo! 10 years. Chit-chat about cannabis. All right. I love it. You saw me sleep over there. All right. Here's a little bit about our next one of our other guests, Doug Fine, and he was on. I think this is Conan, but there's just little snippets of Doug. So we'll play a little bit, and you can get a little sense of Dougie. Cannabis News Network aired this about Doug.
You believe passionately that legalizing cannabis. You don't like to say marijuana. You think it's a little divisive. Like you say cannabis, the medical term. You believe legalizing cannabis and taxing it like alcohol would actually help us, the United States, get out of the debt crisis that we're in right now. Do you believe that seriously?
I really do. There's precedent for it. Before alcohol prohibition, sometimes about 70% of U.S. federal revenue came from alcohol, for better or for worse. So we could see the same thing with cannabis, plus the drug wars. 4 years in, $1 trillion of our tax money, and, I mean, as far as affecting supply, let's just look at this audience. It's like a Willie Nelson show. My name is Doug Fine. I'm a drug policy author who, as a father and as a reporter, has become convinced that the international drug war must change its focus.
You're actually having a solar moment here right now. We had this big storm last night, and the hello, Doug. And the grid electricity got knocked out. Vegetable oil, my gas.
It drives better on vegetable oil than it does on diesel. It drives quieter. The only downside is that the exhaust, all right now, tends to give one the munchies.
Ooh, fun.
fantastic.
So everybody here knows that we're winning, right? I don't mean to just voice an opinion on you here, but speaking as a human being with one of these right here, an endocannabinoid system. I have one, you have one, they have them in Belize and Bolivia and Mozambique and Germany. You know what it is? Does anybody not know? Show your hands if you do not know what your endocannabinoid system is. You do not know? Okay. I'm glad I asked. You have an endogenous, or you are born with a receptor system for the delivery of the cannabis plant and other related plants that have cannabinoids in them. Even if you have never enjoyed cannabis in the smokable or edible form, you receive cannabinoids from your mother in mother's milk. If you're breastfed, because they reside in mother's milk. The layman's way of telling that story is it is believed to stimulate the nursing reflex, which is to say cannabis gives an infant the munchies right from the beginning so that he or she is ready to nurse. We have co-evolved with the cannabis plant. The endocannabinoid system is our receptor network. I think of it as Velcro, one half of the Velcro. This is true if you do your research. Don't rely on me. If you bump your knee or, God forbid, have something wrong with some organ, the same thing happens. There are receptors that come up waiting for some form of cannabinoid to be delivered to your body. We're just now understanding that we have them, that we have this system, and our understanding of how we interact with this plant is so preliminary because how many people, show of hands, have heard of THC? How many people, show of hands, keep their hands up, have heard of CBD? How many people have heard of CBC? How many people have heard of CBG, CBN, and terpenes, and flavonoids? Think of the interaction of all these elements in your body, and we are at our infancy of understanding the plant. All we know is that it's been a tool of humanity. The strange thing is prohibition. So, specific Holland message, fighting so hard to close this ridiculous back door and make the industry take steps toward being honest and not forced to deal with crime? Yes, but I'm here to say let's think way beyond this. What I'd like to talk to you about today has to do with this. I stepped outside my ranch in 2013. I live on a ranch called the Funky Butte Ranch in southern New Mexico. It's about 42 acres, so I guess that's about 20-something hectares. And there was 138,000-acre wildfire, so roughly 60,000-hectare fire, that people used to call a millennial event, something that happens once every 1,000 years. Now it's every couple of years. I don't know if you're seeing the same strong impact in Europe that we're seeing in much of the U.S. and other places, but the climate change thing is not a joke. And so as we launch the cannabis hemp industry, we have to be imparting regenerative values into it at every step of the way. There's no time for saying, oh, maybe later I will cultivate in a more regenerative manner with less dangerous pesticides. There's no time for saying next time we won't package it with petrochemical plastic or nanomaterials, but package it with recycled and regenerative packaging. We must launch the industry with these values embedded in them like a constitution now. It's called regenerative cannabis, and it's the only way to go. On the hemp side, I thought I'd just give you a few stories from the field. It's a little humbling to have Ben Jonker, the founder of Hemp Flax, here and to be talking about my little hemp project here. For those who don't know, Ben, with years and years of iffy profits, would not let the largest hemp processing facilities in Europe go, and now they've expanded into Romania and other places, and I can't wait to talk to them more. So I just have to acknowledge that we're in the presence of real hemp industrialists here, where I'm just going to tell you that of our 23,000 acres last year, there are some really great American hemp industry folks here today that I just want to acknowledge kind of as a group. God bless the Hemp Industry Association and my other friends from U.S. who are here. Shout out if I'm right. Is it going to be more than 50,000 acres in the U.S. this year? 75,000. Joy Beckerman, the president of the Hemp Industry Association. So
the industry is growing rapidly. My project that I'll tell you a little bit about, my fingers are still dirty. This was a harvest in Hawaii. Whoops. There's nothing like, oops, let's see if I can go backwards. This was a really fun project. It's a completely unnecessary project. The our hemp legalization is piecemeal, state by state. And there are states that are saying we want it at the highest level. And there are states that where the governor hasn't drank the Kool-Aid yet, if you know what I mean. And so Hawaii is one of those states. So to put up a roadblock to just starting the industry, they gave contracts out to develop seed genetics, which were already available everywhere else. There's tons of good genetics in the U.S. available. So the only cultivar we were allowed to grow after some fits and starts was this Chinese cultivar called Yuma. It grew great. And then no Americans are allowed to answer this question. For a copy of Too High to Fail, what is that cloudy material in the back of me as I'm harvesting in Hawaii 2 weeks ago? Somebody shouted out. Weed? I love it. Smoke? I almost want to give you the book just for that answer. But that's not what it is. Any other guesses? Garbage? It's not garbage. Nope. That was it. Did you know that already? It's volcanic ash from Kilauea eruption on the next island. This is Oahu, and it was Big Island eruption. I'll find it later. So the good news is Hawaii now is actually moving. There's been so much. I'm a member of Hawaii's Farmers Union, and there's so much effort from the organization and others in Hawaii that they actually are now issuing permits, but only for this unnecessary cultivar. It's not a terrific cultivar for anything except fiber, which is the last application. As much as Hawaii needs it for things like 3D printed plastic, has anybody seen hemp printed non-petrochemical plastic before? This is the Colorado state flag, and also the Colorado Hemp Company is represented here today. Lizzie, you should talk to her. She's awesome. Noco Hemp Expo and Tree Free Hemp. At the NCOD booth, I have one of my books printed on hemp by Colorado Hemp Company. So this is U.S. grown hemp fiber mixed with a corn stabilizer printed on a 3D printer. So visualize the end of petrochemical plastic. This is reality, and it's up to us to make it come forth in the marketplace. So
yeah.
This cultivar is not good for anything except fiber, but Hawaii doesn't have the acreage to do massive fiber at the beginning. So Hawaii's got a few extra steps to go. Oregon is one of the leading hemp states. They're rebuilding a cultivar that I helped develop that's becoming popular. It's being used for phytoremediation in coal mines in Virginia, as my colleague from the Virginia Industrial Hemp Coalition, Jason, is also here. You should say hi to all these people. And I'm not trying to be jingoistic and say just talk to the Americans, but it's the cream of the American hemp crop are here with us. So in Oregon, we're redeveloping this cultivar called Samurai, which has been used for soil healing in damaged soil, which is showing 34% protein, so it's a good food crop. And it's got, you know, nice levels of cannabinoids, 2.5 CBD, 2.7 CBD usable. I've been using it in a product, and then also very bulky fiber. So it's truly a crossover cultivar that can be used for many purposes, and I'm proud to be associated with it. And in Vermont, this is an example of a state doing it right. Vermont's Secretary of Agriculture came last week out to our planting, and I'm trying to use a laser pointer, but so that guy on the bottom left, that guy right there, he is Secretary of Agriculture Anthony Tebbit of Vermont, the boss of farming in the state of Vermont, sent by the governor to plant hemp with us. Do you see why I'm saying we're winning? We're winning this thing. Really, what I'm most interested in is independent farming. And so this is the one sort of lesson that I want to be sure to impart to everybody today. If you're thinking about getting into hemp and cannabis, it's fine to be entrepreneurial, and there's no reason why farmers can't make a good living. And it's very important to me that farmers are kept into the value chain as it moves up towards final product and value added, that we have cooperative type models where farmers are not just slaves of commodity prices. Today, as I was being driven here by my host, Derek's brother, on the boat, you know, in the canal, We rounded a corner, and he said, that building is from the 17th century. It's where the farmers used to come and weigh their, you know, with the official weights and measures to get their crops weighed. And I said, wow, were free farmers able to make a living during this period, like between serfdom and the 20th century? And his take was, no, not really. The landowners that were profiting from farming were, but the actual farmers weren't. And it's the same story up through today. The farmers of genetically modified corn in the U.S. are largely losing money today. And we only have 1% left of people farming in America. I think it's all of our goal here, we are from the state, to get that number up through hemp and cannabis to the numbers that it was in 1937 when U.S. hemp and cannabis prohibition began, which was 30% of Americans were farming.
There you go.
That crazy 1% is crazy, but I don't know what it is now. I think it's probably less than 30%, not long ago, were farming.
Folks, you are listening to Wednesday, Wednesday. We're just gearing you up for some of the folks that are coming on next week for our 10-year anniversary. Woo!
10 years.
Okay, believe it. 10 years old. Crazy. All right, let's give a couple shout-outs before we end the show here. Time flies and you're having fun. Check out Robert Platshorn, Dr. Regina Nelson, Doug Fine, and I'm not sure if Irving Rosenfeld's going to come on, but hopefully we'll see about getting him on. And let's give a shout-out to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come down and get certified. You can get certified for... I just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check it out. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia, wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms. You can also get your card if you're getting treated for something that's causing any of those things.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yep, that's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430, folks. And I can't even believe it. Next week we're having a
heck of a show.
Robert Platshorn, Doug Fine, Dr. Regina Nelson, and hopefully Cannabis Kid will be here. And we are going to have a blast. 10-year anniversary, 3420 radio show with our awesome friends we've had along the way. We love these people, supporters of cannabis. Come down and get certified, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Go get some hemp and CBD products at our awesome new shop, Good Leaf, at 6224 East, no, East Speedway Boulevard. Lord, so many locations. And, yeah, 6224. And that's over by Bookman. And as always, remember, be smart. Be safe and educate. 10 years, folks. They just had to get a laugh in. You're hitting bombs up. Hitting ash. Hit your ash. Smoke your weed and have some fun. We'll see you next week.